piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. In 1908, at the Tokyo Imperial University, Dr. Ikeda coined a new word. It was based on the word umai, which means delicious, and mi, which means taste, in Japanese. So this word comes out as umami.
Right.
Has a nice ring to it. He felt like there was not a word that distinguished this special kind of taste, flavor, as opposed to the traditional four kinds of tastes that were recognized at the time. Sweetness, bitterness, saltiness, and sourness. Umami is a different concept entirely, but it's something that we all know.
Every time you eat something that's really yummy, if you eat a really well-prepared steak, for example, or a mushroom risotto, a spaghetti sauce, anchovies, these are very strong flavors, and they are all umami factors.
So now we're quite used to that.
My approach to cooking is I want things to taste as yummy as possible. Whoa. I use a lot of umami factors. Umami is its own taste receptor. It's on the tongue. You know, the old diagram, I know when I was taking science in school, the old diagram showed the four basic taste receptors, sweet, sour, salty, bitter, on different parts of the tongue. Well, that turns out to be all wrong. They're all mixed together. Umami is also mixed in all together, which of course makes total sense. Anyway, umami, I try to include as much of that as possible.
Well, and you came up with a pretty nice recipe.
Crab-stuffed portobello mushrooms.
I feel a kind of umami flavor coming on me right now, just sort of looking at the picture of it.
When I'm deciding what to cook or if I'm going to be writing a newspaper article, I go to the market and I go to the vegetables because the vegetables will lead me to the meal. And I saw these amazingly big heads of portobello mushrooms. I've stuffed these before, but what if I stuffed them with crab this time? What if I flavored them with shallots? And what if I used Worcestershire sauce, because Worcestershire sauce has anchovy in it. And what if I put in some mayonnaise? And what if I put in some lemon juice? The lemon juice is the sour factor. And how about Dijon mustard and umami factor? I could just pack this thing with umami, and the crab itself would be umami.
And some cheese, maybe.
Yeah.
How about some wine?
Yeah. You just go on, right? And I did all that, and it came together very quickly.
Oh, yeah?
And it baked in 15 minutes or so. I scraped the black gills out of the mushroom caps. I cooked the gills separately in just a little bit of butter. It makes a great spread on toast, or you could add it to soup. But I didn't leave them in the cap, first of all, because they take up too much space.
Take up a lot of space.
And I needed the space for the filling. They can also discolor. They can give a blackish tint to the bottom layer of filling, and I did not want that. I was delighted that when I cooked them up, they turned into this lovely black paste, which makes a wonderful spread on toast.
Where'd you get the crab?
The lump crab meat is pasteurized, wild-caught crab. It's in the refrigerated section.
Umami, you really did the umami up.
Thyme would be a factor, the herb, a whole tablespoon of it. Grated sharp cheddar cheese, 3 ounces of that. A pound of crab meat, Worcestershire sauce, even a half teaspoon. There's a strong umami factor in there because there's other stuff in there besides the anchovies. Then the Dijon mustard, garlic, shallot, then the mushrooms. If you want the recipe, just go to missoulian.com, type in crab stuffed portobello mushrooms or Greg Patent, P-A-T-E-N-T.
And there you have your umami. Umami is sort of like mommy.
It's comforting.
Think about that, folks, and come back next week for
The Food Guys. Guys.